The next LOS asks us to calculate and analyze the value and return of an index given its weighting method. A price-weighted index adds the market prices of each stock in the index and divides this total by the number of stocks in the index. The divisor, however, must be adjusted for stock splits and other changes in the index portfolio to maintain the continuity of the series over time. For example, if three stocks have share prices of $10, $20, and $60, a price-weighted index of these three stocks equals 10 plus 20 plus 60 divided by 3, which equals 30. If their prices 1 month later are $15, $20, and $40, the index value then is 15 plus 20 plus 40 divided by 3, which equals 25. The percentage return for the month is 25 divided by 30 minus 1, which equals negative 16.7%. Let's also look at an example of adjusting the divisor for a stock split. At the market close on day 1, stock A has a price of $10, stock B has a price of $20, and stock C has a price of $90. The value of a price-weighted index of these three stocks at the close of trading is 10 plus 20 plus 90 divided by 3, which equals 40. If stock C splits 2 for 1, effective on day 2, what is the new denominator for the index? The effect of the split on stock C will be to reduce its price to half of 90, or 45. The index divisor will be adjusted, so the index value remains unchanged at 40. The new divisor D must satisfy 10 plus 20 plus 45 divided by D equals 40. Solving for D, we get a new divisor of 1.875. The returns on a price-weighted index could be matched by purchasing an equal number of shares of each stock represented in the index. Because the index is price-weighted, a percentage change in a high-priced stock will have a relatively greater effect on the index than the same percentage change in a low-priced stock. A market capitalization-weighted index is calculated by summing the total value, current stock price times the number of shares outstanding, of all the stocks in the index. This sum is then divided by a similar sum calculated during the selected base period. The ratio is then multiplied by the index's base value, which is typically 100. For example, if the total market values of the index portfolio on December 31st and January 31st are $80 million and $95 million, respectively, the index value at the end of January is $95 million divided by $80 million times 100, which equals 118.75. Thus, the market capitalization weighted index percentage return is 18.75%. An equal weighted index places an equal weight on the returns of all index stocks regardless of their prices or market values. A $2 change in the price of a $20 stock has the same effect on the index as a $30 change in the price of a $300 stock, regardless of the size of the company. The return of an equal-weighted index over a given period is often calculated as a simple average of the returns of the index stocks. For example, if the price changes of the three stocks in an equal-weighted index for a period are 25%, negative 7.7%, and 18.4%, the change in the index is the average of these three percentage changes, which is 11.9%. The new index value is 1.119 times the index value at the beginning of the period. Note that for a total return index, period returns would include any dividends paid over the period. In the next LOS, we are asked to describe rebalancing and reconstitution of an index. Rebalancing refers to adjusting the weights of securities in a portfolio to their target weights after price changes have affected the weights. For index calculations, rebalancing to target weights on the index securities is done on a periodic basis, usually quarterly. Because the weights in price and value-weighted indexes or portfolios are adjusted to their correct values by changes in prices, rebalancing is an issue primarily for equal-weighted indexes. As noted previously, the weights on security returns in an initially equal-weighted portfolio are not equal as securities prices change over time. Therefore, rebalancing the portfolio at the end of each period used to calculate index returns is necessary for the portfolio return to match the index return. Index reconstitution refers to periodically adding and deleting securities that make up an index. Securities are deleted if they no longer meet the index criteria and are replaced by other securities that do. Indexes are reconstituted to reflect corporate events such as bankruptcy or delisting of index firms and at the subjective judgment of a committee. When a security is added to an index, its price tends to rise as portfolio managers seeking to track that index in a portfolio buy the security. The prices of deleted securities tend to fall as portfolio managers sell them. Note that additions and deletions also require that the weights on the returns of other index stocks be adjusted to conform to the desired weighting scheme. The next LOS is to describe uses of security market indices. Security market indexes have several uses. Reflection of market sentiment. Indexes provide a representative market return and thus reflect investor confidence. Although the Dow Jones Industrial Average is a popular index, it reflects the performance of only 30 stocks and thus may not be a good measure of sentiment with regard to the broader market. Benchmark of manager performance. An index can be used to evaluate the performance of an active manager. Because portfolio performance depends to a large degree on its chosen style, the benchmark should be consistent with the manager's investment approach and style to assess the manager's skill accurately. The index stocks should be those that the manager will actually choose from. For example, a value manager should be compared against a value index, not a broad market index, because portfolio securities will be selected from among value stocks. Measure of market return and risk. In asset allocation, estimates of the expected return and standard deviation of returns for various asset classes are based on historical returns for an index of securities representing that asset class. Measure of beta and risk-adjusted return. The use of the capital asset pricing model to determine a stock's expected return requires an estimate of its beta and the return on the market. Index portfolio returns are used as a proxy for the returns on the market portfolio, both in estimating a stock's beta and then again in calculating its expected return based on its systematic or beta risk. Expected returns can then be compared to actual stock returns to determine systematic risk-adjusted returns. Model portfolio for index funds. Investors who wish to invest passively can invest in an index fund, which seeks to replicate the performance of a market index. There are index mutual funds and index exchange-traded funds, as well as private portfolios that are structured to match the return of an index. Our next LOS asks us to describe types of equity indices. Investors can use a variety of equity market indexes. These equity indexes can be classified as follows. A broad market index provides a measure of a market's overall performance and usually contains more than 90% of the market's total value. For example, the Wilshire 5000 index contains more than 6,000 equity securities and is therefore a good representation of the overall performance of the U.S. equity market. A multi-market index is typically constructed from the indexes of markets in several countries and is used to measure the equity returns of a geographic region, for example, Latin America indexes, markets based on their stage of economic developments, such as emerging market indexes, or the entire world, for example, the MSCI World Index. a multi-market index with fundamental weighting, uses market capitalization weighting for the country indexes, but then weights the country index returns in the global index by a fundamental factor, such as GDP. This prevents a country with previously high stock returns from being overweighted in a multi-market index. A sector index measures the returns for an industry sector such as healthcare, financial, or consumer goods firms. Investors can use these indexes in cyclical analysis because some sectors do better than others in various phases of the business cycle. Sector indexes can be for a particular country or global. These indexes are used to evaluate portfolio managers and to construct index portfolios. A style index measures the returns to market capitalization and value or growth strategies. Some indexes reflect a combination of the two, for example, a small cap value index. Because there is no widely accepted definition of large cap, mid cap, or small cap stocks, different indexes use different definitions. These definitions may be specified values of market capitalization or relative definitions, such as defining large cap stocks as the largest 500 firms in a given market. In constructing value stock and growth stock indexes, price-to-earnings ratios or dividend yields are often used to identify value and growth stocks. Over time, stocks can migrate from one classification to another. For example, a successful small-cap company might grow to become a mid-cap or large-cap company. This causes style indexes to typically have higher turnover of constituent firms than broad market indexes.